Welcome to Seth's Daily Podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. We are blessed enough to have an interview with JC Magnuson. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for asking. Tell the people about yourself and what you're running for.
I am a single mother of two wonderful sons. My oldest is 23 in college. And my youngest is 17 in high school. And with our country, the way it's going right now, especially with this administration and all the destroying that he's done in this short, 49, 50 days, I'm running for Congress in Louisiana's 5th District.
Yeah, and there's been, what do you think about defunding the police, the Democrats support?
I think it's a bad idea. I don't support it. We need our police. And, you know, I was just reading an article that Bill de Blasio's wife is asking people, residents, to intervene in crime. No, that's what police are for. Now, if you wouldn't have did what you did and took their budget away, it wouldn't be a problem. You know, there's bad apples in any industry. You know, that's life. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. No, I don't think it's a good idea. I'm not for it.
What do you think about wasteful spending by the government, including this COVID bill, which they actually passed today and sent money to other countries, like billions of dollars, like China and stuff?
No, I that's one thing that I've been running on, is this wasteful spending of our tax dollars in the form of foreign aid and going to countries that don't even like us. So why are we working to help them when, you know, we have people in our country here? A lot of us are living paycheck to paycheck. A lot of us, you know. And then this COVID relief bill it's BS. If it was only going towards the people and not wish lists and slush funds and bailing out mismanaged budgets, you know, now they're getting to balance their budgets with this COVID money that's supposed to be for the people. I mean, we're the ones suffering, you know, and to help businesses. That last COVID bill, our governor, who is a Democrat, balanced his budget, which is not cool. That's not what it was for. So I am very disgusted by that, to say the least.
And what do you think about rhinos, aka Mitch McConnell?
We need to get them out. We need to get them out. They have no backbones. They don't fight for us. They need to go. And we need to be able to figure out who they are somehow. We have to have a way to weed them out, you know? Because I feel like, I know in Greg's district, in District 2, there's one there, and there's one in my race as well. They're saying all the right things that the people want to hear right now. And then when they get to D.C., they're not going to do what they say that they're going to do.
I just want to say, I want to send my prayers to the wife of the, I know his wife is running. I want to send my prayers to her, because that is really tough, man, to lose a husband. I want to send my prayers to her and his family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They got two little kids.
Yeah, I definitely want to send my prayers out to them.
Definitely.
She's running, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. And what do you think about open borders? Obviously, we shouldn't have our borders open like Joe Biden is doing right now.
I am so against it. I don't even know where to begin, because it's such a mess. And we, as citizens, do not even know how bad it is. But I know somebody who does the billing for one of the state hospitals. that's treating, because we have some immigration facilities here. So there's people from India, Honduras, that's getting treated for like, I know one guy had, she said, had cancer. So we're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars. And these people are getting free healthcare while I know myself personally, I have private insurance that I pay for through my work. My deductible is so high. I have things like I need a back surgery. I can't even do it because A, I can't afford my deductible. B, I can't take that time, you know, that time off work, you know, but yet they give our resources away to illegals. It's not okay. And then we don't know who's coming into our country. I read something the other day that said that Iran has claimed that they have militia pockets in our country. It would be the easiest way. I mean, our borders, no problem. They're getting in. I went up to Monroe, Louisiana, North Louisiana yesterday, and I passed three big coach buses, and it had government plates on them. The windows were so dark you couldn't see. But I'm sure that was, you know, taking these people to the facilities. I'm totally against it. We need to take care of our own. Take care of our country. We're not the savior of the world. We're not everybody's baby daddy. You know what I mean? Let's take care of our own. I mean, really, why is it incumbent on America and Americans to pay for everybody in the world? It's just, we can't. It's not right. We got our own families to take care of.
It'll just make the debt go even higher.
Sure.
What do you think about how can we help our homeless veterans? Speaking of that, we should be helping our homeless veterans instead of illegals.
Exactly. Exactly. How can we help them? I don't, I can't just think of an answer off the top of my head because they should be having housing, you know, especially if they're a disabled vet, they should be housed. I mean, they paid their dues. They should be taken care of. You know, they should be put up in a house and have, you know, food, electricity, all that.
Maybe they should get like monthly checks.
What's that?
Monthly checks.
Veterans, are you asking, should they?
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, they definitely should. They should be taken care of. Literally taken care of. People who are on disability. You know how much money they make? Hardly anything. You know, these people can't even hardly live. They can't work and they can barely pay their bills, barely get their medicine. I mean, there's a lot of problems right here. Yeah. And we're and Biden's bringing in more to use up our resources.
Including, he's bringing more COVID cases here, actually.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is, because they're letting them people go that tested positive. Which makes you wonder, are we really in a pandemic? I mean, I thought it was. It is for us. It was for businesses. Businesses had to shut down. But letting people in and just go that tested positive.
Do you believe the 2020 presidential election was stolen? I do, personally.
I do. I personally do, too. I think there was just not enough fighters to back Trump. Trump did it by him. I mean, it was only him. You know, nobody else stood up for him. Nobody.
And what do you think about term limits?
Oh, that will be one of my first things that I'm going for. I've already made the pledge to co-sponsor term limits. We need them. We need them bad. Mitch McConnell's a great example. Pelosi is a great example. Schumer's a great example. Bernie's a great, you know, most of them. You know that, no, they need them big time.
Yeah, and you are 100% pro-life.
Yes. Now, with that, there could be some exceptions, such as incest, rape, or for the mother's health. My first choice would be adoption. And, you know, I think, in my opinion, we shouldn't be funding abortion. We should be helping fund adoption. But we're funding abortions in America, and now I just seen in Mexico, we're going to fund their abortions. Like, why are they so infatuated with abortion is what I don't understand. Like, murdering babies. Why is this so... It's weird how they're just so... They just want it. And then murdering them 3 minutes after they're born. I mean, that's murder. That's murder. I mean, if a mother, if it was life or death, I would hope it would be done in the first, 2 weeks. But no, I'm, you know, like I said, I know there are certain situations, but no, we should be promoting adoption.
And there's a lot of oil fields where you live in your district. And Joe Biden has absolutely 100% destroyed oil pipelines and the Keystone Pipeline. Right. And took thousands of jobs. So you would definitely 100% fight for oil jobs.
Oh, I work in oil and gas.
Really?
Yes. I see the effects right now. It's changed just in a couple of days. Now we've got to come up with what our carbon footprints are. I mean, the regulations that they slap on. I'm just shaking my head. The price of oil has gone up, but it's not this what Joe has done. This is not helping, and it's not like the oil companies are making more money because, the price per barrel went up. The regulations and the things that we have to do, because they want fossil fuels out, They want us to ride around on horses, but they can fly in their private jets,
Yeah.
It's pathetic. But yes, I protect the oil and gas. Absolutely. Protect 2A.
And how would you fight to bring jobs to your area?
Well, oil and gas is a big one. We do have a new Amazon, like a really big Amazon that's being built right now, maybe 15 minutes south. So that's really going to help. My district it's kind of weird, and it's probably the biggest one. There's a lot of farmers. So anything that could help the farmers, the fishermen, there's a lot of, like crawfishing. We got fishermen, we got rivers and stuff. Anything that could help them. And of course, oil and gas.
Is there a lot of hemp farms there?
What kind of farms?
Hemp.
Hemp? I don't know, to be honest with you. They just started with medical marijuana. And I think that LSU is the only place in the state that can grow it. So.
Yeah. And you definitely 100% supported and voted for Trump in 2020 and 2016.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Trump was a man. I miss him.
Yeah, we got Sleepy Joe in there now.
Yeah, yep. Trump is the man. I would love to get a hold of him and help him, because he said he's gonna make sure these rhinos are out. I would love to help him. I would love to primary some of them, for what they did to him, how they did him wrong.
Yeah. Have you received any endorsements from a Republican or anywhere in your state?
No. Nope. Everybody's really, you know, following Letlow, Julia Letlow, you know, I guess because her husband was elected and then, you know, with his passing. But, you know, I don't, one thing I don't want to do and I will not do is I'm not going to be bought and I'm not going to be, you know, owned. So I've kept my donations. I've gotten very few and I've spent very few money. I think it's a disgrace to spend millions of dollars on an election. It just doesn't make sense to me. I'm very frugal, fiscal, just conservative all the way around. That's why I've done everything myself. I've put my own money into this, you know, but I think I've done it smart and saved myself a lot of money. And you know, I want voters. I don't want their money. I want their votes. I'm more concerned with that, you know? So.
Yep. Have you had any debates yet?
No. No, because I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know if it's, we had some really cold weather and it snowed like 2 or 3 days and that just like shut everything down. So it's kind of a weird one. And I guess too, because it's a special election and it's kind of quick, you know, but no debates.
What do you think about the $15 an hour minimum wage that they tried to pass?
I think that's a big mistake. I think what they're going to do is we're going to have robots doing the work for free. You know, with robots, you don't got to pay their health insurance. You ain't got to. They're not people, you know, right now as it is, you go into McDonald's and you order off a machine, you know? So I think it needs to be probably higher than what it is, but not that high. There's gotta be a happy medium somewhere. You know, I don't know what that number is, but $15 an hour, that's gonna, in my opinion, it's gonna drive up the cost of everything, you know? So I don't agree with it yet, but I think that there needs to be some kind of a raise. It's been whatever it is for a while, you know, it's time to go up. People got to live, but if you raise it and then the cost of everything else raises, what did you just accomplish? I mean, you're going to still be in the same boat, you know?
Yeah, raising prices and stuff.
Right. So we're still in the same boat. If everything goes up, it's we're still struggling, you know?
Yeah, and we got a lot of money going to, like you said, abortions in other countries, which I'm 100% pro-life.
You know that they just, in this COVID bill, $50 million to Planned Parenthood.
Why?
Because they can. I mean, no one's can. They have the House, the Senate, and the president, so they're going to get whatever they want. And you know, all I see Republicans doing is getting on Facebook complaining. Like, you have the potential ability to do something, why are you sitting on Facebook complaining? You know, I don't know.
Ooh, yeah, they definitely was a lot of Republicans that turned their back on Trump, including Mitch and Mitt.
Yep. It seems like everybody. Most of them, honestly. Look, even his appointed justices, you know, for the Supreme Court. Just, I don't know.
There's a really important question about, did I interrupt you? Sorry.
No, I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're good.
It was about, what do you think about big tech and censorship, like with Twitter and Facebook?
That needs to be stopped. That is not okay. And, you know, I keep seeing, like, people post something and say, they got banned for however many days for a post from 3 years ago. I mean, they are digging deep to find this. And again, nothing's being done, you know? No, we need to go after them. These people that have gotten so high in the world, they need to come back down to reality. I mean, look at Bill Gates saying that we should be eating synthetic meat, and he wants to shade the earth so that we don't get any sun. I mean, who is Bill Gates? I didn't know he was God, that he could do that, you know? It's crazy.
Well, Joe Biden thinks he's God too. He said he's going to get rid of all the COVID cases, get rid of all the floods, the fires, and everything. Joe Biden thinks he's God.
And you know what? Now he can't do it with COVID. He had to retract on that one.
Yeah.
He's a nut. Yeah. And the people who voted for him, I don't get it.
I'm just going to say it. They're idiots.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I voted for Trump in 2020. It was actually my first presidential election voting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I voted for Trump.
Good. We went and he came to Baton Rouge 2016. And I heard him then, and it was like, man, he's awesome. He just says it like it is. Don't sugarcoat it, you know, and that's what I like about him. One of the things. I like many things about him. He's just awesome.
And the Republicans in your district is mostly Republicans. And tell them why they should vote for you instead of the other Republicans. And in my opinion, one of the reasons why they should vote for you is because you're not going to be bought off by the liberals. You're not going to stand up for the liberals' bullcrap either.
No, I'm not. I have a backbone. And really, I have thick skin. I'm there to do a job, and I'm there to do a really, really, really good job for not only the constituents in District 5, but for the state and the country, my fellow Americans. You know, I'm looking out for all of us. Current generations, our future generations. You know, something's got to change now before it's too late. You know, they're trying to take our guns. They'll be on our freedom here pretty soon too, if it's not stopped. You know, but if I say something, I don't say it to sound good. I say something, I mean it. And I do what I say I'm going to do. And I want to work hard. And I want to accomplish. I want to make people's lives better. I want to make this country better. I know one person can't do it. All I can do is try my hardest and put up a big fight. But just know that I am sincere in everything that I do.
You're 100% pro-gun, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm 100% pro-gun as well. Actually, my area, we're one of the most pro-gun areas in the nation.
Really?
Yeah. We're pro-gun, pro-life. This is Trump country up here. Seems like where you live is Trump country as well.
It is. It is. For the very most part, it is. It is.
Actually, there was I'm not going to say any names, but there was a Democratic senator, a state senator, that was actually a conservative. And because he was a Democrat, he got beat by a Republican in the 2020 election here, because all Democrats got beat in my area.
Good.
Even a conservative Democrat. He was actually a good Democrat. He was senator for 20-some years in my area. And he was a good Christian man. I mean, I didn't vote for him. I voted all Republican. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But he was a good man, and even he got beat because of the Trump train.
Yeah. It's, you know, I feel like that Trump kind of changed the dynamics of the Republican Party. It's like you have the Trump Republicans, and then you have I don't know what the other ones are, honestly.
Oh, rhinos.
Rhinos, yeah. I know I'm a Trump Republican. Far from a rhino.
Actually, around here, I'm a registered Democrat because around here, we all our elected officials in county are Democrats, so we can't vote in the county election unless we register as Democrats. So Trump actually had majority of Democrats vote for him in my area.
Wow.
Yeah, my area is majority Democrats, but we're conservatives. We vote for Republicans in the state elections and federal elections.
Okay. Crazy.
Yeah. So yeah. Trump won Kentucky by getting majority of the Democratic vote. Well, at least here in Eastern Kentucky. He won Kentucky by a lot.
Yeah.
Not even close. Joe Biden only won Lexington and Louisville, which is the two major cities here in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Trump won your area, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Big. And, you know, this is the weird part. And I don't think it's weird. I think it's what happened with Biden as well, but all like our Secretary of State, our Attorney General, our senators, they're all Republicans, but we have a Democratic governor. But I heard there was major cheating going on with that. They did the same thing, like they had to stop the count and then they found more votes. And I think we were kind of like a test. Because I know our governor and Biden are like buddy-buddy. They say that he's going to go work for Biden here pretty soon. They just need his vote on something at a state level here. So, yeah.
What do you think about them changing the rules for like letting people vote late in like Pennsylvania and Michigan, I believe, and Georgia and other states?
I don't think it's right. I mean, you have a deadline for a reason. You know, are they doing that to win?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why they're allowing them? Yeah, I mean, that's not right.
Yeah.
It's not right. But there's no outrage either, so.
Like Greg was saying the other day, after 2 days after election, there was, after the Hunter Biden investigation came out, there was 18% of Biden voters that had voters regret that they wish that they voted for Trump.
Wow. I wonder what it is now.
Probably about 70.
Hopefully. I keep asking people on my Facebook page, if, you know, I don't see anybody bragging about Biden. Are y'all happy or what, you know?
Yeah. Actually, I posted something yesterday that abortion is a murder, and it got a lot of likes.
Good.
So there is a lot of hope in this country. If us conservatives stand together against basically the devil party, to be honest. Right. The Democratic Party has turned into the devil party, in my opinion.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. We just have to weed out the rhinos, you know, because they're fake conservatives. They may as well just go be a Democrat.
What is your Facebook page? So people can like it.
It is JC Magnuson for LA5.
And after the interview on Messenger, send me the campaign link so I can put it in the description on YouTube. Like your donation links and your campaign pages and online website and stuff like that.
Okay, I can do that for sure.
I always post the links in the description. So if somebody in your area or somebody out of state wants to donate to your campaign, they can.
Sure. We only got 10 days left.
Yeah. Actually, me and Greg was talking about how the national media is not even talking about the two special elections for some reason.
They're not. And you would think that they would be. But no.
This is big election.
It is. It is. We've only got one Democrat running in ours. And two independents, and the rest are Republicans.
I'm surprised the Libertarian Party didn't put somebody in there.
I know. They did in Greg's district, though.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk too bad about the Libertarian Party, even though I'm not even going to get started on that.
Yeah. That's a whole nother subject. Yeah.
Yep. And that is weird how they ain't having debates, man. That's weird.
I don't know if it's COVID or what. I don't know.
Do you have any upcoming forums or town halls or anything? Like a radio station interview?
I had a news station interview yesterday. I had a radio station last week. I had a couple things last week. It seems like something pops up every day.
Yeah. If you want to, before the 20th, we can do another interview.
Okay.
Before the 20th. Also, I'm going to interview Greg before the 20th as well, because it seems like the national media and possibly some media outlets in your guys' district is trying to censor you and Greg.
Really? Maybe. I mean, I put on my page, I speak it. I try and be.
Because I've seen with, there's been TV stations, I believe, in your area that has had other candidates on TV and stuff.
Well, I think they're kind of doing them one at a time. That's what the lady told me yesterday, that she had interviewed quite a few already.
I've seen some people at like a forum, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I didn't. There was one I couldn't go to.
It might be that one, yeah.
For who they were going
to... Well, I mean, they won a censorship, like True Republicans. You and Greg are two great conservative people.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did have Julia Letlow's, her campaign manager, called one of my, a mutual friend, I guess, and asked him if I would drop out and endorse and help her. But I'm in it to win it, you know.
That must mean they're saying that you're a serious candidate.
Well, I had a pretty good speech at the there was like a LAGOP, their committee meeting, and I had my speech well prepared. So yeah. And then I made a video and I posted that on my Facebook page as well.
Is there, you want to make a speech right now and then we'll end the interview?
Yeah, I'm probably not on my best mindset. Yeah. It's been a long day at work. I was like nothing but problems. Yeah. I didn't even get a lunch. So I'm kind of halfway like
sleepy. Almost,
yeah, definitely.
I'll just ask you, for your social media and your websites and all that.
Yeah. You want me to text it? Send
you
it, can, message
you,
it to
you? You can say it on here and you can text it to me and I'll put it in the description.
Okay. My website is magnusonforcongress.com. I've made it myself and I'm maintaining it myself. It does have the link for my WinRed information on it. It's not the prettiest, and I just haven't had time to pretty it up. And then my Facebook is JC for LA5. The page that.
What's the donation page?
Yeah, and it has, the donation is under WinRed. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay. Well, on my website, I put the link. And I think on my Facebook I did too.
Yeah, I can post that link in the description, though.
Okay.
That donation link and stuff, yeah.
I'll message it to you because I have it. Yeah, I'll message it to you.
Okay. Thanks for doing the interview. This was I appreciate it a lot.
Thanks for having me, and we'll I don't know if we can maybe do a three-way with Greg one day, maybe too. That would be just to kind of see how it's going in his area, and
That would be awesome.
Yeah, let's do that before the 20th.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be great.
Yeah, for sure.
You have a good night and God bless.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. This has been the interview with JC. This has been the interview with JC. I want to thank her for doing the interview. Without you guys, this wouldn't be possible. You guys should definitely vote for JC Magnuson for Congress. And, yeah, man, I want to thank you guys for subscribing. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. Y'all have a good day, and God bless.